everyone. Welcome to More Than Fashion, the SNR podcast. I'm your host, Erica Capobianco. I'm the Student Communications Director of Marist Fashion's 35th Annual Silver Needle Runway. But trust me when I say we're so much more than just a fashion show. We understand that from an outsider's perspective, fashion is oftentimes seen as superficial. But with the help of some very special industry professional guests, we're delving into a whole new side of fashion you've never seen before. And we can't wait to share it with you. Everyone, welcome back to another episode of More Than Fashion, the SNR podcast. We have a very exciting and super special guest joining me today, Alyssa Nagel, who is the current retail marketing coordinator at Glow Recipe, and she is a Marist Fashion 2019 alumni. I talk a little bit about this in our conversation, but Alyssa is definitely a beloved member of the Marist Fashion and Silver Needle Runway family. She graduated from Marist when I was a sophomore, and I know that I personally really looked up to her and just, you know, following her undergraduate career, all of her incredible accomplishments that she had in the department and in our program. She was so, so involved in everything on campus, and she also had just such amazing internships. So we talk about her time here at Marist, what it's like to pivot from fashion to beauty industry, and we even get into some beauty secrets and really delve into what are Alyssa's favorite Glow Recipe products that I would be lying to you if I didn't say that I've already added those to my cart and will be making a purchase. But I think you guys will absolutely love this episode. I know I had so much fun recording it. And without further ado, let's get into the conversation. Alyssa, I'm so excited to have you join me on today on the More Than Fashion podcast. Thanks so much for making the time.
Hi, Erica. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Me too. I'd love to kick off our conversation today with a fun little segment that I like to call illusion versus reality. So I'm going to give you a generalization about the fashion and beauty industries, and you're going to tell me whether or not it's an illusion, so something false or not entirely true, or reality, meaning something that you find to be true and that you've personally experienced. So feel free to elaborate on any of these answers. And with that said, are you ready to get started?
Definitely. Let's do it.
Perfect. So to kick us right off, the first one I have for you is the industry and major you study in college is what you will absolutely pursue in your post-grad career.
Okay. So for this one, I definitely have to go with illusion. I think this is such a big misunderstanding. When people go to college, sometimes they'll think, you know, what I'm majoring in is what I have to do for the rest of my life. That's absolutely not true. I think when you graduate college, you learn about so many different types of jobs and all the opportunities that are out there. So I think it's super important to be open-minded when you graduate because you might find yourself doing something that you don't necessarily expect. So definitely illusion for that one.
And you and so many others are honestly just living proof of that. And I think that there's definitely a lot of room, especially in the fashion and beauty industry, to really explore all the different career opportunities that are there. So the next one I have for you, I'm personally very curious about. It's the beauty and fashion industry are very similar.
Okay, this one's a little tricky. Can I say both?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, for this, there's definitely so much overlap, but they definitely are super different since, you know, the beauty industry is all about selling products that you purchase over and over again, where fashion is kind of like one and done in the sense of that. So definitely, I would say a little bit of both.
Yeah, and we'll definitely get to talking more about those similarities and differences later in the conversation. But speaking of the beauty industry, the next one I have for you is the beauty industry is a saturated market with little room for new brands to grow.
So for this, I would say definitely an illusion. I think this is pretty false. There's so many new up and coming brands that are coming out, you know, daily, monthly, all of that. There's so much room to grow. I think it's all about finding your niche and who your customer is and what you kind of want to present to the world. So I think there's room in any industry.
And that's super interesting. And well, you know, I think we always hear, especially in the fashion industry, you know, fashion is super saturated. So I think it's really interesting to kind of hear that perspective that that's not necessarily the case and there is opportunity to grow. Last but not least, having fully clean beauty products is unattainable and unrealistic.
So I would say for this one, I feel like this, you know, kind of is an illusion. I think this is a little bit false. There's so many new clean beauty brands that are coming out. You just really have to find them. And I think it definitely is something that is attainable if you really, you know, put effort into it. And if it's something you're super passionate about, you know, there's makeup brands that are super clean, skincare. You can even start looking for like organic fashion products and things like that. So I think it's definitely attainable. You just have to put in, you know, a little bit more effort than, you know, just going to the drugstore or Sephora and just like picking out whatever, you know.
Absolutely. And I think that's very similar to kind of sustainable fashion as well. Like it does exist, it is attainable, but it does require, you know, that extra research and, you know, that extra effort. So I'm definitely more excited to hear about Glow Recipe and your job there. But first, I want to give our listeners a bit more context and kind of go back in time ever so slightly, because it was not that long ago that Alyssa was really in my shoes. And for those who may not know, Alyssa is a Marist Fashion alumni. And aside from all of her incredible internships and accolades, she worked on the 32nd annual Silver Needle Runway and was one of the production assistants. We absolutely adore her over here at Marist Fashion, and she is forever a part of our SNR family. We always look back to her incredible work that she did for the event planning class, which was her senior capping project. And one of the events that she did was the annual brunch that's held at the Payne Mansion. So I'm sure that students listening would love to hear from you about how these experiences at Marist, particularly your roles in fashion show production and event planning, have helped you in your post-grad career.
So I definitely have to say both of these classes impacted, you know, not only my career, but just my experience at Marist overall. You know, the Marist fashion department is so amazing. And these two classes are really unlike anything, you know, people have ever taken before as in terms of a college course. It's not just sitting in a classroom listening to an instructor. You honestly step into the shoes of the instructor and you're learning yourself and you're getting to do hands-on real work that you might end up doing when you do graduate and enter into the fashion or beauty industry. So they've definitely, you know, shaped so much in my career already. You learn a ton in those two classes.
And that's so well said. I think it's always so great to hear about how these experiential classes have really made a difference in, you know, your undergraduate career. And speaking of Marist, during your time here, you were a student member of the Cosmetic Executive Women, which for those who are unfamiliar is a nonprofit professional organization with over 10,000 members globally from over 3,500 companies in the beauty and retail industries. So can you give our listeners a bit more context about your involvement in this organization?
Yeah, definitely. So it's actually a little bit of a funny story. My dad was the one that introduced me to this organization, which is kind of funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he actually, one of his old colleagues was a part of the organization on the board. And just honestly, like one random day in high school, my dad was like, oh, if you're interested in this, why don't, you know, we go out to dinner with her and she can tell you more about it. So that's exactly what we did. And she just kind of explained her roles in the beauty industry. She had worked for Avon for so many years and then had also been a part of CEW. And it just kind of gave me so much insight into what the beauty industry is about. And it's really a membership that I recommend to anyone who's interested in exploring that. You get to go to super interesting events where there's networking and, you know, you can literally meet anyone from any type of company. It's like an open door policy. And then you can hear from interesting speakers and things like that. So, you know, I'm sure with COVID, it's been a lot of virtual events, but once they are able to do more in-person events, I think it's definitely something I'd recommend to, you know, anyone who's interested.
Yeah, that's super interesting. I hadn't heard about them prior to, you know, kind of hearing about your experiences at Marist. So I think that that's super fascinating. So you mentioned how this was something that you actually started in high school. How do you think over the course of your 4 years being involved with the CEW that it continued to grow your interest in perhaps working in the cosmetic and beauty industry post-grad?
You know, I think the most important thing that I got from CEW was just being able to learn and meet people in the industry. When you enter into college and you think, oh, I want to work in fashion and beauty, like you think you know what it is, but honestly, you really don't. There's so many, you know, different things about each of the industry that you have to learn over time. So I think the best part of being a member and just throughout the years, I've just learned about all the different roles you can have and just met so many different people. So that's probably been the biggest thing for me.
And sort of continuing your story of your undergrad and postgrad career, I'd love to transition to this time post-Marist where you continue to work in the fashion industry before working at your current role at Glow Recipe. So what initially was that transition like, you know, moving from undergrad to postgrad and then moving from fashion to beauty?
So I think first, my transition from undergrad to, you know, my first position postgrad, I definitely gave myself a little bit of time just to kind of, you know, take a break from college and really just think about what I wanted to do. And also just have like a little bit of my last summer before entering into the corporate world. But I just spent a lot of time interviewing and I was really selective as well, which I think not a lot of people talk about is that, you know, when you do go into an interview, not only are they interviewing you, but you're also interviewing the company and seeing if it's a good fit for you, something that you can grow in and will always be interested in. So I think I definitely was super selective in where I wanted to be post-grad. I know there's tons of freelance positions out there, which is super great, but that wasn't necessarily something I wanted to do. So even though I had the opportunity to pursue freelance, I was really adamant about, you know, I think I really want a full-time job. I'm really going to pursue that, even if it takes a little bit longer to get a job. So, you know, there's definitely nothing wrong with going the freelance route if that's something you'd like to do or waiting it out. That's kind of like my transition from undergrad to my first job. And then kind of in full transparency, my transition from fashion to beauty kind of happened, you know, right in the height of COVID. Actually, I worked at Global Brands Group in footwear and they put, you know, majority of the company on furlough as soon as COVID hit, which, you know, in the moment was super sad and like scary. No one had no idea what was happening with the job market and absolutely no one was going out and buying shoes, you know, we're all just stuck at home. But, you know, looking back, it's kind of one of those things where it ends up being one of the best things that happens to you because I kind of got a break to think about what type of job I wanted to do next. And, you know, I was really open to anything, whether it was fashion industry or beauty industry. And I stumbled upon a Glow Recipe application and, you know, the rest is kind of history.
And that's such a good way to put it. And actually one of our previous guests on the podcast was kind of talking about, you know, people are always saying, you know, 2020 is canceled and there's nothing to really, you know, make of this year. But I think it really was, you know, this great awakening in kind of our lives. And again, I think that, like you said, with your career, it came at a time where obviously it was unexpected, but it really worked out to be this great opportunity for you.
Let's take a quick second to talk about today's episode sponsor, Anchor. If you're looking to jumpstart your podcasting career, but don't know where to start, Anchor is going to be your one-stop platform to record, edit, produce, and upload your podcast. Anchor does all the heavy lifting for you and distributes your podcast so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and so, so many more. And the best part is Anchor is completely free. It's never been easier or a better time to start a podcast. Get started with yours by downloading the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to start creating. Happy podcasting.
Would you mind kind of describing to our listeners what exactly your role at Glow Recipe entails?
Definitely. So I am the retail marketing coordinator for our Sephora North America accounts. So basically what I do is kind of like a 360 view of the whole brand. I work on merchandising in store, working with our digital.com team with Sephora, you know, working with their social media team, as well as, you know, pretty much every form of marketing there is. And for those of you that don't know, Glow Recipe is a clean skincare brand, which is pretty up and coming. We're only a couple years old. So yeah, those are kind of like the main things, but it definitely is a smaller company, kind of like a startup vibe. So I'm definitely, you know, getting my hands in every aspect of the business, which is honestly really fun.
That honestly sounds like a perfect role for you. You know, just kind of like hearing about your other experiences undergrad, I feel like this is really a perfect position for you. But I also, you know, love Glow Recipe. I find that the founders, Christine Chang and Sarah Lee's story on how they went from being co-workers at L'Oreal to being on Shark Tank to their success today is so inspiring. And I definitely encourage our listeners to, you know, read more about their story and the brand, but we'll definitely kind of get into more Glow Recipe questions later. But, you know, now that you've kind of been immersed in the beauty industry for a little under a year, what would you say again is the, you know, biggest difference between working in fashion versus working in beauty?
So I would say, I really think the customer in the beauty industry is someone who's super loyal. And, you know, once they find a brand, especially with skincare, since that's so, you know, close and personal to each person, they're very loyal to the brand that they know and love. So, you know, not to say that people aren't loyal to fashion brands, but if a skincare company is able to really give you that confidence and, you know, transform your skin and help you feel comfortable the way you look, I think, you know, that's definitely a little bit different than what the fashion industry can sometimes offer. So, and I also think another difference between the fashion and beauty industry is just, you know, a lot of how the product is made. With creating a skincare or beauty product, there are so many different formulas you have to go through to find the perfect one, so many different types of packaging that we'll work on. You know, it's definitely like something that's very personal to our customers. So I think that is definitely a huge difference. But, you know, in general, they are very similar. You know, if you're doing sales for one or the other, you know, they're pretty similar in that way. But, you know, of course, product development, that is super different. So it just kind of depends on the department you're in.
Definitely. And I think that there's honestly limited information out there that really discusses what happens in the beauty industry, especially as fashion students here at Marist. That's one thing that I really hope as this, you know, program continues to grow, that we can have more classes and more information about the beauty industry, because I think that there's so much interest out there. But with all of that said, since working at Glow Recipe, do you think your perception surrounding the beauty industry has changed? And if so, how do you think it's changed?
So I'm not sure if I would say that my perceptions have changed. I feel like in general, I've just learned so much about what goes into making a product, connecting with your customers, and, you know, just creating something that they're going to love and that everyone can use. You know, skincare brands will create products for, you know, dry skin or oily skin. But that's not really the way that Glow Recipe works. We have this phrase that says, take it day by day, skin by skin, because honestly, your skin isn't the same every single day. Sometimes you might feel a little bit more dry or oily. So we have different products that can use, you know, depending on how your skin is feeling that day. So, you know, I think that's definitely, that actually is like a perception of mine that I think actually did change, because, you know, you think your skin is one way, but, you know, Glow Recipe is showing that your skin can be so many different things, and all of our products are really there to help you with whatever you need on a given day.
I could totally relate to that. I was actually just having a conversation with a friend kind of talking about, you know, what products would I recommend to them? And I'm like, honestly, there are days where my skin is super dry or super oily. Like, I definitely have days where it's kind of one or the other. And another thing is that, you know, on this podcast, what we're really aiming to do is have these conversations about the industry and, you know, the product that we work with, and maybe looking at some of the misconceptions, and also kind of realizing how singular our perspectives, you know, may be, and how they can be evolved again as we're exposed to these different experiences. So I think that that's really interesting that you kind of are learning more about skincare and beauty as you've been working at Glow Recipe. So kind of, I know we kind of talked about how Glow Recipe is an all clean brand, and they actually have had the honor of being the Leaping Bunny certified and clean at Sephora. Definitely sets you guys apart from other beauty brands. So I'd love to kind of hear your perspective on how you think mission-driven beauty brands like Glow Recipe are sort of changing and shaking up the industry.
So honestly, hands down, I think brands, especially Glow Recipe, are absolutely transforming the industry. If you look at beauty and skincare, even, you know, 5-10 years ago, it's just completely different, you know, the landscape. We are just you know, open to creating skincare that's literally for everyone. It doesn't matter what gender you are, what skin type you have, whatever your skin tone is, we're making a product that's for everyone. And I feel like not a lot of brands have always done that in the past. So I think Glow Recipe and, you know, a lot of other similar brands have really just been transforming the industry and just making it so that everyone is accepted and included. And I think that's something that's really amazing. And hopefully other brands will follow suit as well.
Definitely. And it's so fascinating to see how, like you were saying, you know, the beauty industry is becoming so inclusive to all genders. And I think that that's what really makes the beauty industry so unique during this time, is, you know, watching it evolve from, you know, some of these, you know, huge beauty giants that have been around for decades at this point. But I'd love to kind of ask you a more fun question. And out of all the Glow Recipe products, which is your absolute favorite and go-to in your beauty routine? And also, if you use multiple Glow Recipe products, you know, what does that beauty routine for you look like?
Yeah. So overall, I would say my ride or die product from Glow Recipe is their Watermelon Glow Dewdrop Serum. It's actually a product that recently launched, but it went viral on TikTok a couple weeks ago. So it's just been, you know, going crazy. Everyone's been loving it. And it's a really cool makeup skincare hybrid. So it's a highlighter, a serum, and a makeup primer. And it just gives you like the most beautiful glow. I recommend it to everyone. I'm definitely, you know, not biased, but it's just like such an amazing product. It even helps with like hyperpigmentation and just gives you like that amazing glow, which we're all about at Glow Recipe. And then if I had to say with my skincare routine, I definitely keep it pretty simple, but I try to stick with like our watermelon toner, which is super hydrating and good for like maskne and just keeping your skin super smooth. And then I'll go in with dewdrops and then our pink juice moisturizer, which is definitely one of my favorites. So we love all the watermelon products at Glow.
I'm taking mental note of all of these products. And as soon as we hop off this call, I'm seriously going to make a giant order. But
yeah,
I think that that's so interesting. I kind of want to talk about, you know, brands going, you know, viral on TikTok. You mentioned that one of the Glow Recipe products had gone viral. So how do you think having that strong social media presence is so important, especially for smaller brands like Glow Recipe that are still establishing themselves in the beauty industry?
It was an organic post. So it wasn't something that like we seeded a product to an influencer or something like that. Like they had just gone out and purchased it themselves, which was really cool. But we always say that like we kind of laid the groundwork for this to happen, you know, just, you know, trying to create relationships with people, including, you know, strengthening our brand awareness so people know more about us. And it just kind of led to this big moment. So it's definitely been super exciting for us. And I think even from that, it's really increased our brand awareness and just have been able to reach so many more people and share what our brand is all about. And it's just been exciting to see a lot more people falling in love with our products. So it's been awesome.
I absolutely love hearing that. And I'm so excited to kind of see their next, you know, viral moment. But on a slightly more serious note, I'd love to kind of ask you first about, you know, where do you kind of see the beauty industry evolving within the next 5 years?
So I would say in the next 5 years, I think if you're a beauty brand or skincare brand and you're not focusing on trying to incorporate clean ingredients into your products or focusing on sustainability and all of that, I think that you might not even be there in 5 years. You know, these are the things that customers, you know, the things that are important to customers. And if you're not recognizing that, then people are just going to go to another company that does. So, you know, I think listening to your customers or clients' needs is one of the biggest things. And in the next 5 years, I think sustainability and clean beauty is definitely going to be driving, you know, so much of the business.
Absolutely. And my final question for you is, as many of our listeners are Marist fashion students or fashion students in general, what would kind of be the best advice you can offer to those students who are looking for jobs post-grad?
So I love this question so much because I feel like for so long, I was on the other side, just always trying to ask people for advice, like, how do you get a job? How do you do it? So it's kind of fun to be on the other side giving it. But I would say my biggest piece of advice is to just be persistent in your job search. And, you know, you don't have to know exactly what you want to do for the rest of your life, but if you're persistent and eager to network as much as possible and try to test out different jobs or see what might interest you the most and apply to as many positions as you can and just, you know, try to learn as much as you can, I think that is so important. I have this quote that I kind of live by with my career, and it's, dreams don't work unless you do. And that is something I've just always held like so close to my heart, because, you know, you can dream something and want to have something in life, but you're honestly not going to get it if you don't put in that hard work and be persistent and just give like 110% of your effort. So, you know, everything that you want can happen if you just put in the hard work. So definitely my biggest piece of advice.
That was so, so well said. And something that I'm definitely going to, you know, keep in mind as I'm, you know, transitioning into this next phase of my life and career. But Alyssa, thank you so much. This was so much fun. And before you go, can you let our audience know where they can connect with you and where they can keep up with all things Glow Recipe?
Yeah. So you guys can definitely follow Glow Recipe on Instagram and TikTok. Their handle is just Glow Recipe. And you can follow me as well at Alyssa Rose on Instagram.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Alyssa. This was so great to catch up.
Thank you. It's been so nice to be here.
Thank you so much for listening to More Than Fashion, the SNR podcast. If you like this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review, and follow at Silver Needle Runway on all platforms for all More Than Fashion podcast updates. Talk to you all soon.